It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot with us at the breaking news desk. Today is the at 4 p.m. is final cuts.
Correct, yes.
Has there been anything before we get into Jack's big win? Has there been anything since I started melting down about Bryce Harper?
I wasn't going to interrupt there.
They
did cut Taylor Morin, a receiver, UDFA. Wasn't going to make the team. Did have a good camp. Just quickly, I would say for
what's
those.
What's his name?
Taylor Morin from Wake Forest. Yeah. Had a good camp.
Sounds like a lineman.
A small receiver.
Yeah.
But for those that haven't followed today, I would say the biggest cut has probably been Anaya Smith.
Yes.
I thought he was on the bubble. I didn't have him on my final 53, but he could return punts. I thought he had a good camp. They drafted him last year. But he was cut, which is probably good news for Darius Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's pretty much a lock for Darius Cooper.
Yeah.
We will get back to the Phillies in a second. By the way, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Did Bryce Harper wearing Mets colors last night bother you? That is the poll question. Ike, where do you think the responses are at?
Wow. I would have to believe yes. But slightly. The Bryce thing is weird in this city. It just is.
It is.
So I'm going to go 57% say yes.
You're pretty much right on. 54%
wow.
say yes.
Okay.
Which I think for a Bryce question is a pretty...
It's about the best you can get.
Yes. But again, yes. this is what... If you think that I'm making too big a deal out of this, I just want you to think of the two other examples I gave you. Mm-hmm. Is that if... Was it okay if Jalen came out in his Dallas Cowboys pack... Or if Joel Embiid came out with his Boston Celtics back and laid an egg in the game, how would you feel? I'll tell you one thing I feel good about, and that is one Jack Fritz. What
Thank
a win
God.
Today. So Fritz versus DeCamera 4 was today. Jack ties it up. It was a supposedly 400-meter race, which I have some questions about the distance. Thank you to Glen Mills School,
yes.
who hosted us today. Jack... In the 400 meters, clocks in at a minute 17.
That's right. What's that pace for a mile?
5 minutes.
Yeah, take that.
Yes. So, but like DeCamera clocks in at a minute 35, which would put him at a 6-minute mile pace. Also, I think impossible. But all that said, Jack clobbered him. I mean, I don't even think Jack. You can tell me it didn't even look like you were running your hardest once you saw the lead that you got. You were checking back for Joe to see if he had. Like a booster pack or something.
I didn't know if he had more in the tank.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, maybe that was a strategy because he did have a coach, you know.
Right.
But you pretty much clobbered him. You were checking back on him. I mean, a 17-second or an 18-second win in a 400-meter race is pretty significant. So
yeah, I don't think we're going to have 2 weeks in the morning show of calling me a fat moron.
Nope.
So, yeah, this one's probably going to go away.
Jack quits.
Yeah. So this one's going to go away for a little bit, and we're on to basketball.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let it go away. So
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah. So basketball, we believe, will be in about 2 weeks. Joe is already trying to scheme ridiculous rules in one-on-one basketball, which we've all played, and we all know what the rules are. We will have to line that up. But Joe, here's what I want to say about Joe's effort today. I mean, Joe's effort was pathetic today. And Joe, the thing that Joe did afterwards, which I thought was, again, this entire time, Joe has done this thing where he acts like he is being gracious, but he is really being self-centered and obnoxious, is after the race, which he lost by a significant margin, he went over to the microphone with the speakers and was the first to speak afterwards. And basically, he congratulated Jack, but it was just to tell everyone, I don't really care about this one. I'll see you playing basketball. So, like, every time somebody calls Jack lazy or quitting or not caring, I want you to realize that Mr. Athlete in the Morning there showed up today and did not show well. Like, did not try his hardest.
Did not show well.
Yeah. Like, I thought.
I actually thought he was just jogging around
yes,
the track.
Yes, Jack could have beaten him backwards.
Yeah.
And if you're going to talk about athlete, running is pure athleticism. And we saw right there what Joe doesn't have. He doesn't have any pure athleticism. I felt bad for his coach there. You know, his coach, very nice man.
Great guys.
I asked him. I was
he had
like,
two coaches.
Oh, he had two guys?
Well, apparently hired two, but only one showed up.
Okay. All right. So he is the track coach at St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah.
And
I got to be honest. He kind of gave off the vibe that it was going to go a certain way.
Yes.
Yeah. He, I don't think he had much confidence.
Well, I said
into camera.
I said Joe's like running style. How do you fix that? And he's just like, bah.
How do you get him to lean forward?
Yeah, he looks like he's going to fall backwards. Looks like he's wearing like a really heavy backpack.
Yeah. Now he did get brand new shoes. I noticed.
I saw.
Yeah.
I saw those. Nice.
Yeah. Little track shoes. Yeah.
How did it feel on that surface? Because it was a an indoor track, but it wasn't the spongy kind of indoor track. It was sort of like a basketball court almost.
I was definitely worried for a second about like slipping.
Yes.
Because it was.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you feel all right?
Yeah, I felt all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got off to a quick start and then.
Some say too quick.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was saying that when it was over.
Yeah, there was a false start by you, but again,
yeah, see, I don't think there was a false start.
There was, but again, you won by 18 seconds, so you know, like
it didn't matter.
You could have given Joe really. It could have been go, and you could have waited 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see, I viewed it as like when Lane gets off the snap so early.
Oh, you were so perfect on it.
So well timed.
Okay.
There was not
anticipating the snap.
There was not an intent to, if there was, because I really didn't think there was, but if there was, that's on me.
So how are you feeling about basketball?
Good.
Yeah?
Good, yeah. I mean, I'll get out there and start shooting here one of these days.
There he is. That's our guy, Jack.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I'm glad we talked about, you know, Jack, because like Spike, you know, doing Spike things, so angry. It's like you set this up. You know, I got my eye on you because you went, you know, you want to be known as a positive Philly guy, the Phillies offseason. I've been most positive. And then yesterday you came in with that topic, and I was side-eyeing you. I'm like, why is he coming in with this topic, right?
What, that Bryce Harper has to be great?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. In Philly, we can't expect our superstars to play well. Right. I'm so sorry.
The game happened last night, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, damn, man, this dude got to go on 10 tomorrow, man. I'm like, he about to come. I said, this dude predicted this show, man.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, what you doing, man? So, you know. It's a disappointment, but this is what I will say, right? It's one game. I know y'all want to hear this. I know everybody might, oh, they're 0-4 versus the Mets in New York this year. Y'all going to say all of that. I get all of that. I'm not going to poo-poo that. But it's one game. We're going to see what they do tonight. Bryce, come on, man. Don't be showing up in Mets gear. You know, because, like, I tell you, if Jalen showed up in Cowboys gear, that's because he owned them, you know, 5-3 record. You know, so that's why he does that. But that's beside the point. Bryce Harper, I need you. And Spike is right. There's no leadership on this team. And I'm not going to throw the team away. I think the team isn't good. You know, we still got to lead up in the NL East. I'm not going to poop that. I think they're better showing. We're going to win tonight. Who we got, Lizardo on the mound?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We winning tonight. You know, Schwarber, you're going to get a home run. You know what I'm saying? We are winning tonight. I'm guaranteeing it. Charles Barkley, guarantee we getting a W tonight. We ain't going out on the Mets 0-6 on the season. Nah, that ain't happening.
But we'll learn a lot about them tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if they come out and it looks anything similar to last night, I think, you know, they deserve to get crushed.
Yeah.
Because then nothing really changes.
And by the way, I know it's only one game, but every game is only one game. I mean, I agree with you, but if we're just going to say it's one game, then we were giving them a ton of credit, all of us, for the one game they played against Seattle, and then the next game they played against Seattle, and then like, what is the point if every game doesn't matter?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying like losing that game last night. It's not going to change how I view the season.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, oh, they're going to be out in the first round because they lost to the Mets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some teams just got your number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when the Kansas City Chiefs go against the Eagles, you know, some teams just got your number.
But by the way, like the reason that I am so passionate about it is because I believe that they can be better than this. When you stop being mad, it's when you stop caring.
And Bryce let you down, just like he let us all down. But I'm telling you, I told y'all, he a little bit up there in age. We needed him last night. But I'm telling you, when the moment of the season come where we need him, like where it's like do or die, he's going to be there, man. I'm telling you, I know.
But,
I know.
But Corey, like we can't just count the moments that he succeeds in. It was runners at the corners, a chance to break the game wide open.
Bad game. game.
And he struck out against Kodai Senga, a Kodai Senga fastball.
It's a bad game.
Okay,
right?
All right.
You know what? And real quick, on the way out, you know, I know we don't got no next question or nothing today. Welcome back, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing. You better not take that basketball, because Joe DeCamera probably going to hire Jameer Nelson or somebody, AI or somebody, to teach him how to teach. So
he will.
You better take it serious. Also, I know a radio host that talked about something today. You know, we retweeted it. Jason McIntyre, don't bury the lead. You know, we talk about everything else. So I just want to mention that.
Who cares?
All right,
Corey. Do you see what Jason McIntyre said?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is the best dual threat quarterback he's ever seen.
That's crazy.
Was anyone ever alive before the last 12 months? He's not the best. He's not even the best dual threat quarterback to ever play for the Eagles. He's not. He's the third.
Yeah.
Is he the best dual threat quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl?
Because he's the only dual threat quarterback to win a Super Bowl, right?
Steve Young.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, Steve Young. Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Steve Young, Russell Wilson. Yeah.
I think Jalen's a way better runner than Russell.
I don't think Russell Wilson I would view as a dual threat.
No.
He could move, not but Jalen could move way better.
He ran. He ran like Dak ran.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see Dak as a dual threat quarterback.
Steve Young.
I mean, guys can run.
Sure.
I'm saying they can run. Dual threat, you're not putting the
running game on their backs at some point.
Yeah, dual threat is Steve McNair, Michael Vick.
Yeah. Donovan.
I'm trying to think of guys.
I mean, Lamar is the best in the game right now.
Yes.
Well, he's not even better than Lamar. I mean, he's
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Josh Allen's a dual threat quarterback. Yeah.
Josh Allen, and by the way, Josh Allen is a better runner than Jalen is, too. No, he
I
just
think
is.
So, yeah.
215.
Yeah. All right. 215. 592-94.
Stick to Bryce.
Yeah.
Fritz is trying to move us off of Bryce. Stick to Bryce.
Do you think that Jalen's better than Josh Allen? 215?
Yeah.
Right? Hold on. What do you think?
Well, you trying to get him back to that?
Yeah, he's trying to get him back over there.
All right. Look.
You know he's in there squirming.
Yes,
well, listen, because I'm annoyed by Bryce, but then Spike did it, and I'm like, all right, he's fine.
Yes. Yeah. Right there.
That's how it works. What do you mean to do?
Wait, you asked why I end up defending Embiid here. It's because the way everyone attacks him. Everywhere else, I kill the guy. Look, we are heading to the end of summer. And look, it's kind of a bummer, but Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown is going to make it worth it for you to stick around. Don't go to the beach. Forget about barbecue. Close summer out the right way. Colonial Hyundai. Well, I guess you could do all of them and go to Colonial Hyundai this weekend. The annual Labor Day sales event. So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Labor Day Monday, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000 you're going to save on a brand new Hyundai. 0% financing. That might be a reason to leave the pool for an hour. Head over to Colonial on any new Hyundai in stock. A new Hyundai, a Santa Fe, maybe you want a Palisade, maybe you want an Ioniq. The cars are, John Ashdell, as always, giving you the most for your trade as well this weekend. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. This weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday, every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Clock out early this weekend. Head over to Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags. Additional. See dealer for full details. By the way, Elliot, you can chime in if there is a new cut.
Nothing's happening, okay. Unfortunately. My whole feed is just Taylor and Travis right now.
Okay.
So,
we'll get to that in the Elliot hour at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
I'm with you, Spike. First of all, shout out to Jack, because if he didn't win, I was already mad already all day.
Yeah.
And then I found out he won. I'm like, yes, finally. And finally.
Jeff,
I win for the city of Philadelphia.
I think so. And Jeff, I want to say this. I want to give Jack credit on another thing, because I said on yesterday's show when Jack wasn't here, I said my concern is I feel like Jack just doesn't care about losing these things. Jack was very tight before this race. Jack wanted to win the race, and he came in and he took care of Joe DeCamera.
I had a solo hour and a half drive from the beach.
Yes.
All that I was thinking about.
Just the race.
Was the race.
Yeah. Jack was there early. I got there at 11. Jack was already there. Ava was like, Jack's already here.
Wow.
So yeah, he took it seriously and he won convincingly. I'm with you there, Jeff.
Good. Now, so when I first watched the game last night, I turned it on when Bryce came up for his second at bat, so I didn't understand what was going on. As soon as I saw those orange gloves and those black and blue cleats, and the guys on TV were kind of mentioning something, I'm like, what, dude, just dude, we need to win ball games here. This isn't about trolling. Like, if I know this is just one game. It was probably the worst game overall that they played all year when you take everything into consideration.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
But, dude, I need an adult in the room to lead this team and not some guy that's playing, fashion police or fashion trolling with the other team. Dude, we can't beat these guys up there. It's a thing. And if you're going to be a serious championship-type team, you need to put your foot down and make a statement. And you're not making a statement by wearing orange gloves and blue or black cleats that probably did have Mets logos on them, but he took them off.
Yeah, I think he's probably in a position where he can get them made himself. But I agree.
Sure.
And
yeah.
you can't do that and lay an egg. I mean, the only way you get away with everything when you win. You can get away with everything when you win. I always said Bill Belichick was always horrible to the media, right? He was a total jerk. Same thing with Popovich in San Antonio. The reason they get away with it is because they won. And the reason that Chip Kelly didn't get away with his stuff here is because he lost. I have news for you. You can talk about all the people in the building that didn't like Chip Kelly at NovaCare facility. You can talk about he was mean to this one. He didn't come to this Christmas party, blah, 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 blah. If they won 13 games and went to the Super Bowl, Chip Kelly would have kept coaching the Eagles. You can get away with anything when you win. But when you don't, and when you come up small like they did last night, that's when all of these things come to light. And you leave yourself no wiggle room. And I think also it shows like a lack of seriousness. I just think when all of the younger players are looking at you, when all of your teammates are looking at you, when you're the guy, you can't look like that and you can't perform like that in a situation like that.
The first thing I thought of was, oh, man, they better win this game. This is going to be a bad look, a really bad look if they don't. And then they just totally blew up. I mean, there was every aspect of the game was terrible last night.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't have Boehm crying about whatever that was out in the outfield. That's probably been there for 5 years, dude. Stop. Just get up there and hit, please.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I asked in our meeting today, do you think that thing was in the center field? Was in center field all 50 of Alec Boehm's double plays this year?
Dude, I couldn't believe the stat last night that the Mets have grounded into more double plays than the Phillies.
Yes, the most in baseball.
That feels impossible.
Yeah.
Although JT's heated up, so he used to be a double play culprit.
He was a damn double play machine.
Dude, him and Boehmer. Oh, holy cow. They couldn't wait to ground into a double play.
Well, JT, the first 6 weeks of this year, I think every at bat, even if there wasn't somebody on first, he grounded into a double play.
It was a true. Remarkable stat.
I actually, and you know, we haven't talked about him at all. There's this thing. Jordan Romano can't be on the Phillies anymore. Can't pitch anymore for the Phillies. It can't happen. Absolutely not. 0%. I've never had a guy play as poorly as he has played. And he has been the worst relief pitcher, at least in terms of an extended period of time that I've ever seen pitch for the Phillies. Who I actually always kind of feel bad for. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's he looks like he's wearing it more than I've seen anyone. He looks like he's lost. I felt bad for Jordan Romano last night. I almost just kind of want to put him out of his misery so he doesn't have to pitch anymore.
Like just release him, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I don't want them to shoot him. I want them to release him and let him get a chance to finish his career somewhere else.
Where he'll go to Toronto and pitch to a 2-3.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, when they put him in, I don't know if Rob Thompson felt this way. It was the white flag for me when they put in Romano. What was 6-3 at that point?
Yeah.
And you put in Romano in a 6-3 game, you're just begging for it to be 10-3.
And it was.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
By the way, big win for the Spike Eskin YouTube big board.
Why?
Spencer Rattler has been named starter for the New Orleans Saints.
There we go.
No, it's a win if he's good. He still sucks. But like
the Kyle McCord thing kind of took you down a little
bit. Well, whatever. Fifth round pick. You only count the wins on the YouTube big board.
That's right.
And here's why I think it's a big deal for Rattler to win the job. The team the team isn't expected to win this year. And it's not a guy our guy.
Oh, the 26-year-old?
No. He's talking about the head coach. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore didn't draft him. Kellen Moore drafted a guy that he wanted, and Rattler ended up winning the job. So it's a big win for the YouTube big board.
Well, and Tanner McKee's just trade value just went up, too. I mean, if they're starting Spencer Rattler, like, they obviously don't have an answer at quarterback. The guy they drafted,
dude, they are taking Neuce Meyer.
Yeah, they could draft
year.
One next year. I agree.
Well, Spencer Rattler is going to be good. Okay.
Yeah, he may be good. He better be good.
Yeah.
The guy's dad is the coordinator down there.
Coordinator where?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, Neusmeyer.
Yeah. His son is like, the quarterback at LSU.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nepo babies, am I right?
Yeah, everywhere. Well, Elliot's already here, but Tuesdays with Elliot is next. We will obviously continue talking about the Phillies because there is a second game tonight. Good thing about baseball. Good thing that the Phillies have an opportunity to cleanse us of what happened last night.
Yes.
But we'll talk to Elliot about the cut so far, the two top 100 lists, the NFL top 100 list and the ESPN top 100 list. The fact that the Eagles, I don't know, could have just gotten Trey Hendrickson and paid him for 1 year. I don't know. So we'll talk about all that with Elliot and your calls about Bryce and the Phillies. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.